Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Trouble with Goats and Sheep by Joanna Cannon. Read by Paula Wilcox.
Number 4, The Avenue, 21st of June, 1976. Mrs. Creasy disappeared on a Monday. I know it was a Monday because it was the day the dustbin men came and the avenue was filled with a smell of scraped plates.
"What's he up to?"
My father nodded at the lace in the kitchen window. Mr. Creasy was wandering the pavement in his shirt sleeves. Every few minutes, he stopped wandering and stood quite still, peering around his Hillman Hunter and leaning into the air as though he were listening. "He's lost his wife." I took another slice of toast because everyone was distracted. "Although she's probably just finally buggered off." "Grace Elizabeth!" My mother turned from the stove so quickly, flecks of porridge turned with her and escaped onto the floor. "I'm only quoting Mr. Forbes," I said.
"Margaret Creasy never came home last night. Perhaps she's finally buggered off."
We all watched Mr. Creasy. He stared into people's gardens, as though Mrs. Creasy might be camping out in someone else's herbaceous border. My father lost interest and spoke into his newspaper.
"Do you listen in on all our neighbours?" he said.
Mr. Forbes was in his garden talking to his wife. My window was open.